forecast horizons, and intervals. The forecast horizon is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the period of time into the future for which a forecast is prepared. This horizon needs to be as long as required by the process it supports. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines forecast interval as the time unit for which forecasts are prepared, such as week, month, or quarter. SIN, forecast period. There are advantages and disadvantages to the various intervals. Weekly. A weekly forecast is necessary for master scheduling and can be achieved by dividing monthly product family forecasts into weekly buckets for individual products. A weekly level of detail may not be necessary for other forecasts if this level of detail does not improve planning. A weekly forecast interval increases data management and can impart a false sense of precision in this situation. Monthly. A monthly forecast is not too detailed, and it gives an adequate level of precision. This forecast interval is the most common choice of forecasters, as it allows detection of seasonal patterns that are hidden in quarterly forecast intervals. Quarterly. Quarterly forecasts are appropriate in a few industries with long production lead times, as in engineer-to-order environments. They are also appropriate in the later years of a multi-year forecast, but may hide seasonal demand patterns. A related term is time bucket, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a number of days of data summarized into a columnar or row-wise display. For example, a weekly time bucket contains all the relevant data for an entire week. Weekly time buckets are considered to be the largest possible, at least in the near and medium term, to permit effective material requirements planning, MRP. From the perspective of manufacturing planning and control, MPC, forecasts are used as inputs at strategic, tactical, and operational planning levels, and each forecast is for a different horizon. According to manufacturing planning and control for supply chain management, as MPC moves from strategic planning to master production scheduling, forecasts need to be more detailed and should require less executive management direction. The entity or function that will be using the forecast strongly impacts both the horizon and interval choices. Executive/senior management, strategic and manufacturing business plan levels, horizon, 2 to 10 years for strategic plans, about 15 months for annual budgets. Interval, annually, sometimes less frequently. Sales and operations planning, tactical level, horizon, 15 to 24 months. Interval, standard practice is monthly. In some cases, quarterly. Master scheduling and control, operational level, horizon, from several weeks to 18 months. Minimum cumulative lead time. Interval, ongoing numerous updates, depending on manufacturing environment. At the strategic and manufacturing business plan levels, time horizons are very long. The purpose of these forecasts is to determine total sales volume for the organization in dollars so the organization can acquire or divest capital assets and prepare to enter new markets or collaborate in new supply chains. A key result will be long-term financial goals that the organization's functions will work to achieve. Annual budget planning and financial planning have their own requirements. Annual budget planning starts about 3 months before the beginning of the budget year, so the forecast needs to span 15 months. Effective financial planning needs rolling forecasts extending at least 12 months. At the tactical level, forecasting is conducted using aggregate information on product families for a time horizon of 1 to 3 years. Aggregate level forecasts here are an input to the sales and operations planning process, and the output will be a single set of demand numbers that demand professionals agree to generate in terms of sales, supply professionals agree to produce, and finance professionals agree will be financially profitable. This information is used to plan budgets and labor requirements as well as to acquire items that have long lead times. At the operational level, forecasting is conducted using item-level information over the time horizon required for master scheduling. This horizon will be determined by the lead times required for ordering, receiving, and using all materials and resources needed to produce the requested items, plus a little extra time to give planners some leeway. As you can see in Exhibit 3-22, in addition to horizon and interval, the techniques, the level of detail, and the costs to complete a forecast vary depending on the organizational entity or function. Because the forecasts are used in different ways, are derived from different techniques, include different levels of detail, and involve different parts of the organization, the forecasts can be used to influence one another. This is demonstrated by the relationship arrows in the exhibit. Exhibit 3-22, Forecast Framework and Feedback.